The title of this post is, "She sat on the couch next to us and watched us fuck." Sit back and enjoy the story.
My FW.
The NBA playoffs are here, and with FanDuel, your group chat's about to be going off. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win. And with live bets, your heart emojis will really be racing from tip-off to the final buzzer. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid faster than your friends can send you a victory gif. Or is it GIF? Who cares? You won! So get the word out to your crew and download FanDuel today. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Official partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
I've been calling her Penny, and I were really exploring our boundaries. We had done a three-way with a buddy of mine the previous summer and had been talking about inviting a woman or a couple into the bedroom to have some fun within the near future. One day Penny and I went to hang out with a group of mutual friends at a restaurant in the city. One of my friends, I'll call him Pete, had a new girlfriend I hadn't met before. She can be Chrissy. Apparently they had been together for a few years, but we just didn't hang out in the same circles. Well, Chrissy was hot as fuck. Gorgeous face, blonde hair, huge breasts, curvy body, big bright eyes, and amazing lips. Chrissy was also ridiculously confident in herself, both because she knew she was hot and because she was wildly intelligent and well-educated. Chrissy and Penny hit it off right away, which wasn't uncommon. Penny was incredibly likable and people often flocked to her happy-go-lucky attitude. During the course of lunch, I started to get a crush on Chrissy, and so did Penny. It didn't hurt that, for no apparent reason during the conversation, Chrissy happened to bring up that she was bisexual. I decided that I was not going to let this opportunity slip us by, so I made sure to buddy up with Pete for the rest of the day and catch up. By the time we parted ways, the four of us, we scheduling time to go on a double date and hang out soon. We ended up hanging out with them pretty frequently, and there was always flirting involved, mostly between Penny and Chrissy. While Pete and I would nod our heads in approval of what we would love to see happen. Finally, one night, we invited them to come downtown to my neck of the woods to go out for drinks one Saturday. The night of, Pete reached out and had to cancel. Some work thing had come up and he was too busy. But Chrissy said she could still hang out as long as we picked her up. Works for me. Penny had a few things to do before we went out, so I told her I'd leave the key to my apartment under the mat. Then I drove out of the city to grab Chrissy. She looked fantastic in a tan skirt, white button-up blouse, and fuck-me pumps. We drove back downtown and had a good conversation, mostly about sex and her kinks. She admitted to being heavy into BDSM and enjoying being submissive in the bedroom despite being so assertive in public. When we got back to my apartment, I found that my key was missing from under the mat, but my door was still locked. I peered in through the window, and sure enough, Penny was inside fast asleep on the couch. I suppose she had gotten bored waiting and took a nap after a long day of work. We both called her, banged on the door, and rattled the windows but couldn't shake her from her slumber. Finally, Chrissy and I just went to the bar and started to drink. I knew a great spot for tequila and margaritas nearby, so that was where we went and that is what we had. The sexual tension was quite thick. I was pretty sure Penny and I had been dropping hints about fucking the two of them a lot over the prior month or two. When Chrissy and I were good and tipsy, I got a call on my cell, and it was Penny. She had finally awoken and wanted to know where we were. It had been a few hours, so Chrissy and I were done drinking, and I told her we would just come back to the apartment if she could just open the door for us. When we got back, we made fun of Penny relentlessly, while she laughed it off affably. I told Penny that she missed out on all the good sex talk that Chrissy and I had been having, and she pouted in the sexiest way a person can pout. "I want sex talk," Penny harrowed. "You want sex?" I retorted. "Yes, I do." She smiled as she strut up to me and kissed me. I want to watch, Chrissy said like a true cuckmean. Penny and I didn't need much encouraging, so our kissing escalated to touching and fondling. In short order, I had Penny sitting on the couch, and my rock-hard cock out through the zipper of my fly. Penny took me in her mouth right away, and Chrissy gasped. Oh, she is so good at that, isn't she? Chrissy cooed as she took a seat next to Penny on the couch so she could watch. Penny wanted to show off, so she started to work her magic and slide her head and hand in one motion up and down my fat cock, spinning her wrist in a circular motion with perfect fluidity. Your dick is so much bigger than Pete's, Chrissy remarked as she watched, making me even harder. So thick, it barely fits in her pretty little mouth, Penny moaned while she blew me. She was loving the attention as much as I was. I spent a moment to fully remove my pants and kick them aside while Penny continued to pleasure me. Chrissy crossed her legs demurely and just watched, wide-eyed, and smiled at us. I wanted Chrissy to see me fuck. I wanted her to know what she was in for as soon as she was ready. I also wanted to lick Penny's pussy. I wanted Chrissy to get a preview of that as well. I stopped Penny and demanded she strip for us. Her eagerness was dictionary worthy, and she was enthusiastically nude in 20 seconds flat. I tossed a pillow on the floor for myself, dropped to my knees, and began to lap up Penny's wetness. I wasn't just going down on her. That night, I was putting on a show, and I wanted to make it good. I made sure each flick of the tongue was visible for our guest to see. Instead of completely burying my face and licking fast, I stayed back and teased Penny into submission. Chrissy didn't want to see that bullshit, though. She wanted me to make Penny come. She grabbed my hair and nudged me forward into Penny's pussy. I stopped fucking around and began to work my sexy friend with benefits like a fiddle that only I could play. I slipped my ring and middle fingers into her and began to strum away at her G-spot while I licked her clitoris right to the edge. I felt Chrissy's hand on the back of my head again, rubbing my hair with passion. I thought, maybe, she wanted her turn, so I looked up to see what she was thinking. Instead of her looking at me, she was making out with Penny on the couch. She had also lifted up her skirt a little and was rubbing her own pussy with abandon. The show was clearly giving her what she wanted. Chrissy looked down at me and, noticing I had stopped to watch them, decided it was her turn. She leaned down, extended her tongue, and began to aggressively lick Penny's clit while I watched in amazement. I leaned back a bit and began to stroke my cock. Oh no, I can't do this. This is cheating. Chrissy suddenly stopped licking and sat bolt upright. Promise you won't tell Pete. Penny and I both promised right away, and Chrissy went right back to licking Penny's pussy. I stood up and continued to slowly touch myself while I watched. Chrissy had a moment, just a moment, where she looked like she was about to lean in and take me into her mouth. But she stopped herself and sat back, focusing more on her own pleasure. I knew nothing was going to happen with me and her that night, so I reached down and scooped Penny up off the couch. I made her brace herself against the back cushions as she straightened her legs and gave me her pussy. I pushed myself into her while I watched as Chrissy pulled aside her panties and exposed her beautiful vagina to me for the first time. I wanted to come right then and there, but I knew that I needed to show her that I was going to be a good fuck. I couldn't blow my wad this fast. I turned my attention back to Penny and began to move my hips in rhythm with her moans. Chrissy relaxed even more into the couch and slipped a finger inside herself. We continued like that for a few minutes, Penny's breasts swaying and rocking with our body's motion. Then Chrissy took one off Penny's nipples in her mouth and began to suck while she finger-fucked herself. I wanted a closer look, so I moved the two of us forward so Penny could kneel on the couch. Can I touch you? I asked Chrissy. She shook her head no and continued to focus all her attention on Penny. Damn, I thought, I had to try. I wanted to come, badly, and since I wasn't going to get to fuck Chrissy, I may as well have a ball inside my FWB. I started to fuck her, hard, and remembering Chrissy's fondness for SM, I began to slap Penny's ass with my hands. Chrissy loved it and she took over reddening Penny's bare ass for me. Watching this beautiful vixen of a woman contributing to our sex was delightful, and I wanted her to see me at my best before I came. I stopped taking Penny from behind and flipped her over one more time to lay flat on her back, head pressed up into the couch, and pulled her ass right to the edge. I secured my knee pillow again, spit on her snatch, then slid my erection up and down Penny's pussy, bouncing it against her slit a few times to watch her pussy lips shake and quiver. Chrissy had one hand on Penny's breast, gently pinching her nipples, and the other on her own pussy, slowly rubbing her clit. I entered Penny as slowly as I could, trying to exaggerate the impressiveness of my size. Penny was doing these little breathy moans as I put an inch in, then took it out, before sliding to inches in, then an inch out, etc. When I was finally fully inside her, my pelvis to hers, I started to fuck with the intent of coming. Chrissy was watching my cock intently as I slid it in and out of the object of both of our attention. Suddenly she made a move forward and placed her tongue out again to lick Penny's clit while I fucked her. I was desperate to put my hard on in Chrissy's mouth, but wasn't bold enough to break the bond of trust she and I were sharing after she told me no. I'm glad I didn't. I'm sure if I had moved forward any faster without her consent, she never would have trusted me again. The encounters that followed, which I will describe another day, were well worth the wait. Chrissy got onto her knees on the couch, hiked up her skirt even more, and was fully fingering her pussy while she licked Penny's clit. I was pumping into Penny faster and faster, looking forward to the moment I could pull out and come all over her. Suddenly I felt the need, and a few quick pumps later I announced myself, "I'm going to fucking come. Watch me as I come." Chrissy sat back and watched as I unloaded a torrent of thick white cum onto Penny's belly and tits. I pumped my hand furiously, trying to get every last drop out to show Chrissy how manly I was and how much cum I had in me. As I finally felt empty, Chrissy leaned forward and licked some of my cum off of Penny's breasts before kissing Penny some more as she touched herself. Penny reached down to touch her own clit as they made out furiously. I was so turned on, I pushed my cock back into Penny before it got fully soft and started to fuck her gently as they kissed. It didn't take long before it was Chrissy's turn, and she sat back up, fell into the couch, and finished herself off as we watched. When we were all done recovering, we cleaned up and promised Chrissy again that we wouldn't tell Pete. She promised to talk to him about us all joining each other next time and making a group thing of it. Penny and I were enthusiastically in support of that idea and told her we would help her plant the seed in his mind if we needed to. She said that he was a bit vanilla in the bedroom, but that we might be able to talk him into it eventually. Penny drove Chrissy home that night since she was the only one sober, and later that night, after we got back to my place, Penny and I had some of the best follow-up sex of our lives. We talked about all the things we wanted to do with Chrissy and Pete and how much fun things were going to be next time.